Heather, where did you see this at?
Right outside Comerica Park.
Okay.
So when we went to the game, it was packed, right? There were so many people walking around outside the park before the gates opened. And, you know, you people watch, right? Because there's just, that's what you do. You're just surrounded by all these people. And we were right outside the park and I'm looking around and there was a man and a woman walking. And I think they had a dog because I think that's what got my attention in the first place. And then I realized, oh, he's pushing a stroller, a double stroller at that. Like, oh, twins maybe, or right, or two kids. And I'm like, wait a minute. That's not a stroller for a child. It was a smaller stroller and it had kind of like mesh netting over the top of it.
Maybe they're just keeping the bugs out.
Not like that. I know what you're talking about because we have one of those for our stroller. It's hard to describe, but it wasn't.
Oh, I know what you're.
It's smaller. Like there could not have been a child in there. And I looked, two cats in a double stroller enjoying a day outside at the ballpark.
So and I had never seen that in my,
yes.
And walking two cats.
And I had never seen, I've seen dogs in a stroller before. I remember the first time I witnessed that years ago, I was shocked by that, but I was shocked even more to see two cats in a stroller.
Outrageous, right?
I think so.
John, I can only imagine what you're thinking.
What's the point? Like,
I don't think these cats, I can only imagine, probably didn't want to be out in a stroller.
Well, I'm not going to speak for a cat.
But I don't know. I'm just knowing what I know about cats.
Oh, I've seen these.
You have?
We do not have one. I know that's the next question.
Okay, do you have one of those bubble backpacks with like the big like lookout for your cat?
We did purchase one at one point.
We
don't
yes!
we don't actively use it. Why I wanted this conversation to come up is there are pet owners like me and much, much, much more outrageous than me. What are the outrageous things that you've seen people do to spoil their pets or your pets? And I say this as Captain Catio. I think I can lead off with that.
Yeah, for sure.
The Catio is certainly on the outrageous scale of things. But we did it because we love our pet. We want him to get some outside time. We don't want him to get hit by a car, attacked by an animal. So that is our way of spoiling our cat, is we built this multi-layer. There is a little hammock in there, John. not a
There's
full patio
post.
Set with furniture, but yes, stuff he can scratch in there.
Does it's a he, right?
He, yes.
All right, does he have his own like fan like, in case it gets too warm or just he comes into the AC?
He'll just come inside if it's not ideal out there. But he'll sit and look at birds and squirrels and get some fresh air.
Do you view him through the window as he's
we can
looking at the squirrels and birds and just think, wow, I'm such a proud cat daddy?
Or do you go and sit outside next to him? Cat daddy.
Hearing you say that sounded so uncomfortable. Some people do act like they are like cat parents.
Yeah.
He's a friend, John. He's part of the family.
He's
but
a buddy.
I might move on from
cookies and no longer refer to you as cookies. You're now cat daddy.
But 248-539-9797. Ways you've seen people spoil outrageous things they've done to spoil their pets, and it could be even you if you want to raise a hand and cop to it. 248-539-9797.
So I guess I could understand a cat stroller if you feel the need to take your cat outside for a walk because they're not like dogs, right? They're not going to, I can't imagine that they would work well on a leash.
I have seen a cat on a leash. But
And how was that going as you were watching?
They weren't being walked. They were like out on
the front porch. Thing. Yeah, you can't walk a cat on a leash.
So they weren't actually on a handheld leash. They were on a tether.
Yes, in a harness so that they don't obviously like
get out of it.
Choke themselves to death if they're trying to like get out of that. But
yeah, they jump off and don't reach the ground.
Right.
It's not long enough.
Yikes.
But what I don't understand is like dogs do well on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy that I've worked with before who we were on a trip, but we weren't together, but it was a team trip. And I saw him and what was his significant other at the time. And they were pushing a stroller. And I thought, oh my goodness, like how did I not know he had a baby? So I walk over and I'm like, oh, and then I look in, there's a dog.
Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, and you're caught at that moment. Like I could come up with a lot of things to say. At that point, I was speechless. And he's like, yeah, it's our dog. So I could tell that he wasn't necessarily thrilled about having a stroller for his dog. Uh-huh. I just don't understand what the point is of having the stroller for your dog if your dog can walk.
It makes more sense for a cat than a dog in that sense. Because sure. Your dogs right, regularly go for walks. You take them out to let them use the bathroom. They are used to and fully capable of
walking
where you need them to walk.
Yeah.
So what did you just observe these cats?
Oh, yeah.
In the stroller?
I pointed it out to Emily. Emily, there's two cats in there. Where? You know, I don't think she...
Were they
she,
going
where
yeah.
to look? Like, where, right, what yeah. are you talking about, Mama? Like, where?
Yeah, kids are very logical. They wouldn't think to look no. in a stroller for a cat.
Were they going in or out of the game?
No.
I don't think you can do that, right?
You can't bring cats into a game.
Yeah, they were probably thinking the same thing.
And it was not
thing.
A hey, service dog. I mean, it wasn't wearing a mask.
Let's go people watch and look at all these people going into a baseball game. Look at these people.
248.
What's going through their mind?
539.
Says, Mew.
97. Olivia in Canton, what have you seen? Maybe it's you. Ways, outrageous ways to spoil pets.
Yeah, so it's really my mom, but we have a lake, and when we go tubing, she bought on Temu a tube just for the dog, so she can tube alongside the rest of those kids.
Uh-huh.
So she can go tubing too. With her own, she gets a seatbelt on everything, her own tube.
My jacket, gosh. Everything. And for a minute,
yeah.
I was just thinking the life jacket. I'm like, okay, I've seen that on dogs, but
sure.
No, an actual tube for the dogs to go tubing.
No, a tube so she can go tubing along with her 3,000 bows that she has to wear.
Oh, a lot of bows.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
closet,
it?
Everything.
Her own closet.
Yep, her own closet. Yep, she's got it all. But I think she is very spoiled. She has a bigger wardrobe than I do.
That's
funny.
So, yeah.
A cat closet and a full, or a dog closet and a dog full closet, wardrobe
yeah.
for the dog.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Olivia. Let's get to Dave in Clinton
Township.
What do
you say when a dog walks out of that closet?
Hey, Phil. So, I used to sell cemetery property. This one lady came in with a dead cat, and she spoiled a dead cat with $9,000 worth of burying this cat. The cat's eternal resting place is more expensive than my eternal resting place.
Holy.
Wow.
Nine grand. Big old, it's in Clinton Township in the pet cemetery of the regular cemetery, but it's got a huge giant headstone, carved face, the whole works.
Heather, you love cemeteries.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I love when I heard that.
Tell the story, yeah.
And I'm with that. I'm with you. If you got to buy a stroller, this, that, and the other thing to get your cat outside, you buy a dog, open the door, they'll come back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. We would answer the phone.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. We'll let you catch that. Appreciate you calling in.
Next time I'm going to answer the phone while he's on the phone with us. See who's calling him.
Outrageous ways people spoil their pets. Ticket textures. There's a lady in my neighborhood who walks her dog on a leash and her cat follows off leash.
Wow.
So they walk as a pack. It's kind of amazing.
That is amazing.
We have a dog backpack, head and paws sticking out. I love it for taking her on bike rides, and everybody smiles. Isaiah in Grosse Pointe.
It's cute. Yeah. It's cute.
We get a floating holiday every year to use for a non-traditional holiday. I use it every year on my dog's birthday. We make her a cake of burgers and mashed potatoes. I should mention, I also have two kids. I don't take off days for their birthdays. No shame.
The dog gets burgers and mashed potatoes and a day off of work. Wow.
How do you feel, John, about dogs getting table food?
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to go in the trash, I'd rather it go to the dog.
We gave our dogs a steak a few weeks ago.
Okay. Well, yeah,
because there was some left.
Yeah, if it's left. Yeah, I mean, the dogs will get the bone for sure. But if there are table scraps, I have no problem with...
Fat,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I have a problem with that. That's the best part. So
I don't think they
I'm not gonna
chew
give
it.
That to the dog. Yeah, they. Yeah, I've always had labs, and they inhale. Mm-hmm. There's no chewing, especially when they have table scraps. It's like they're like vacuum cleaners, gone.
Do you give your cat bolognese?
No, our cat, if we have like a dish though that like no. Your
cat's less Italian than he is.
I have noticed if we're done eating like a dish that's got like a butter or a parm or a cheese and the plate has been left out.
Yeah.
He'll just start licking the remains of like butter and cheese and all that stuff.
On your table?
No.
On the counter?
On the counter.
Problem.
I agree.
Cats are incredibly clean. Like incredibly clean.
They poop in a box and then yes. use their yeah. paws to cover it.
Yes. Yes. And then they're clean when they emerge. Mm. They are.
And then don't eat it.
Yes. Like dogs yeah. who eat no. their own poop and then lick your face.
Well, I'm not a big fan of the face licking, but yes. I mean, the dogs do like a hot meal every once in a while.
Oh, gross. But the judgment from cat, people who don't like cats from dog people, dogs are way grosser. And that's fine if you love your dog, but don't shame people for cats if you have the grosser animal of the two.
I have both, or had both, I guess. We just had yeah. to put my cat down, so sad story. Yeah. But at the end of his life, his paws were not very clean, I'll tell you that.
Thoughts and prayers.
Okay, texter says, I was at Greenfield Village, and a lady had a backpack on that was made to carry. I want you guys to guess, what was this backpack carrying?
A ferret.
Not a cat, not a dog, not a ferret.
Hamster.
A bird.
Ah! No!
What?
Huh. Birds don't seem to be ones that I think would travel well. Like, once they see the open sky, don't they just, like, want to bang their heads against
the... Yeah, it's just fluttering back and forth, yeah. hitting its head on all sides of the backpack.
My neighbor would take bunny rabbits, plural, on long walks in a harness.
Bunnies in a harness.
My mom's Cocker Spaniel doesn't drink tap water. Bottled water only.
Wow.
Now, every once in a while, because kids tend to only drink half of a water bottle and then leave it for us to pick up, and by us, I mean Lisa and myself, mm-hmm. I would take the remainder and throw it in their, you know, water
sure.
bowl, but I'm not going to exclusively give them bottled water.
How about some of these spoiled pets? My dog
you don't
gets-
want to get the microplastics.
Oh, of course not.
Heaven forbid.
Heaven forbid. Not Fido. My dog gets Tim Hortons every Saturday. If it's not there by 9:30, he lets me know it's time to go. John and Warren. Got a schedule out here. And I don't believe this one. My aunt wipes her dog's butt every time he uses the bathroom.
Well, I guess if you don't like dingleberries.